Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio, and we've got a fun show lined up for you today. Boys track and field are my guests today. We're going to learn about their season. They have got some big conference. I think is it conference time? Conference coming up on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday. So we'll talk a little bit about that, what the Raiders hope to do, how their season has gone so far. So I've got three Raider athletes and head coach Tyler Baylow live in studio. We'll get to them shortly, and then also we'll do a brief recap of how some other spring sports have done this year. Spring sports season winding down, a truncated spring sports season with that crummy weather that all the sports teams had to deal with in April. They had to kind of lump everything together in a short amount of time, and now we're starting to slowly get into our various conference tournaments, section tournaments, etc., etc. So we will let you know where kind of the spring sports teams stand when it comes to postseason play as well. That's all coming up today on Raider App. I want to thank my sponsor, Northfield Hospital and Clinics, for sponsoring Raider App all season long. Okay, so they're nice enough to come down in this morning. We'll get them in and we'll get them out of here so they can go and enjoy their weekend. I have got members of the boys track and field team. I've got Matt Casmey, Ben Palmquist, Jake Halverson, and head coach Tyler Baylow from the track and field team. I'm going to bring them on right now and say, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Coach Baylow, we'll just start with you. Just sort of a brief recap of how the boys track and field team's done so far this season.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful year. We've definitely been improving throughout the year. Our times are dropping and our distances are getting a lot farther in our field events. We started out with a lot of really new guys on the team, maybe first year, giving it a shot, seeing what they can do. And we've had a lot of veterans come back and just continue to improve from their junior years as well. So we've been doing really well, looking to improve and continue out the season here with conference and sections coming up as well.
Sounds good. Let's talk about some of those experienced athletes coming back, Matt, Ben, and Jake. I guess, Ben, we'll start with you since you're on the end there. We'll just kind of run down. You know, was there a different mindset for you coming into this season, being a senior on the team this year, or was it business as usual as it has been all the other years you've been a member of the track and field team?
It was pretty similar, to be honest. The only difference really being that this year there was a chance of me going to state, which kind of changed my mindset a little bit going into it. Of it got a little bit more serious and more determined to do well throughout the season, obviously, and also at the end when it mattered. But I mean, for the most part, still pretty similar, I would say.
Matt, same question to you. Different mentality, this being your senior season, or business as usual?
I mean, no, not really. This is only my second year doing track, so I mean, my primary sports are football and wrestling, so track is just kind of something I did for fun to be with my friends. So I've been treating it the same thing, just having fun, doing whatever.
And keeping in shape, too.
Yeah, you know, exactly. What the
heck, right? Good workout there. All right, and Jake, same question to you.
Yeah, but this is actually my first year.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a little new to me, but, I mean, it's been great kind of getting to know a lot of people and have running a lot and kind of just having fun and beating my own times. Mm-hmm. Especially, I kind of did to get in shape some more, but, I mean, I would kind of keep on beating my times. I'm kind of keep getting interested while I'm still running, which
what,
is always good.
What brought you into track this year, Jake, your senior year?
You know, came off a good hockey season. I was like, you know what? I'm probably going to try to play after, so I got to keep in shape. And this is probably a great opportunity for me. And then I just kind of started to get into the whole track thing. I'm kind of trying to do my best and do whatever I can to help the team.
Well, you know, it's one thing getting in shape. It's another thing staying in shape with your buddies, right?
Yeah,
and your two team in your school is continuing that athletic time here at Northfield High School. So, yeah, very cool. Coach Baylow, you mentioned some of the younger kids. So what are some of the challenges that you and the other coaches face when you have sort of first-year track students and how you try to sort of train them mind and body to be able to prepare for a track meet?
Yeah, definitely. There's some challenges. I'd say some of the biggest ones are getting kids to understand that track's not just running or not just throwing. There's a lot of technique that goes into this. If you don't do it properly, if you're not warmed up properly, if you're not taking care of your body, you're going to get injured. So there's a lot of challenges there to convince athletes to see the benefits in doing the small things on a daily basis so that they're ready to go. I think one thing that's helped, though, is having guys like Ben and Matt around. Just outstanding leadership on the team this year that's made that a lot better. The other big challenge has been we've had a lot of new coaches come aboard this year.
Sure.
And they've been wonderful to kind of help lead those younger guys too and take them under their wing, just like our captains have too.
Okay, so. Sounds good. Let's go ahead and go back. I'll just go back starting with Jake. Jake, events that you do for the boys track and field team?
Oh, the events I've done so far, I've done the 100, the 200, the 4x100. I'll be doing the 4x2 at the conference meet, and then I've done the 4x400 too. Okay. And then I've done triple jump, but...
You like the sprints.
Yeah, I like the sprints.
Yeah, we'll go with sprints. Triple jump is tough. I had there was a gal back in my day when I was in school, and she was like state runner-up in the triple jump or whatever, and I would look at her and I just, you know, see the dunk, dunk, the gazelle three jump is just like, what? Nope. Not happening. All right. Matt, same question to you. Events you do for the team.
Yeah, I just do shot and disc.
Okay.
Want to do pole vaulting, but they won't let me.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, jeez. All right. Okay, so shot and disc, so yeah. That one. And then, Ben, your events.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can turn that. You can rotate that. There you go.
There we go. Perfect. My events pretty much never change. 110 hurdles, 300 hurdles, high jump. And this year, I guess there's been a little change. Doing the 4x1 instead of the 4x4, which is what I've always done the past couple of years. But yeah, it's a fun change.
Okay. When you Ben and Matt, I guess you guys have the experience here. What I guess we'll go with Ben is, what made you want to do hurdles and some of the events? Did you pick those, or did the coaches kind of say, Ben, when you were first starting out, I kind of like would like you to try these events? How does that whole process work?
If I remember right, so I did hurdles in middle school. Okay. And some middle school tracks kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But then freshman year, I think there was probably just coaches asking, like, anybody do hurdles? And I was like, well, I've done hurdles before. And so I'm like, all right, go with Grandpa Thornton over here and have fun with him. So I'm like, okay, why not? And then I just kind of stuck with it, and that's how I ended up doing hurdles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And Matt, how about you with your last season? What made you get into the kind of the throwing stuff?
Well, I mean, the throwing coach is one of the football coaches, and I really just did it to help with football, and it did. It was just, I got a lot stronger last year, and it helped me have a really good senior year for football. That was really it. I just did it to get stronger for football. Okay. That's my only reasoning.
And I guess Coach Balo, you have Jake showing up for what first year. So how do you kind of pick and choose like where Jake would fit in on the team here with the events? And he does the sprints, it sounds like. So
yeah, I think it was pretty natural for him coming from hockey. He seems like a pretty explosive skater. So he didn't want to do distance. And we really thought that he could benefit us right away when we saw, you know, early season workouts. He has good conditioning and speed in that 100 to 200 meter range. So we were looking forward to see what he could do in the sprints and then also on the relays. And it's definitely benefited our team a lot to have Jake on the squad.
And Jake, let's talk about the sprints here and the explosiveness you mentioned, because I know in sprints, and maybe this is some of the other sprints, if I'm wrong, please correct me. But when you start out that initial first step, that you know, you get down on the line, then you got to go. Do you find your hockey background helps you with that initial sort of thrust to start at the starting line there?
Yeah, it definitely helps, because especially in hockey, just right off the line, like a quick stop and then explosive to get back, like back check or something like that, or get up in the play. I think it kind of helps off with the blocks too, kind of getting explosive right out of them, especially with all your legs, and that's all hockey is basically, right. Skating. And then that's definitely helped me kind of get the thrust that I need to improve my times.
Okay, so that's good. Matt, to you, what is the what's your best, if you can recall, use the memory banks here, best throw you've had, and what do you hope to accomplish and what's your kind of target mark when you get to a conference this coming week here?
I mean, I haven't hit it at a meet, but I've hit a 120 in disc in practice, and that'd probably be my goal for conference if I could hit it. But normally I can't throw that at meets, and I've had trouble doing it. I don't know why. Maybe I make one little mistake when I'm like spinning with my disc, and it's just, or the disc just falls out at the wrong time. So if I could have everything go right at conference, that'd be my goal. Hit 120 would probably be my ideal goal.
Back to Coach Bale saying, there's more than just strength, it's technique. Oh, yeah. Right, you got to have good technique,
a lot of technique. I'd say technique is like 90% of it. Strength is like 10.
Sounds good. Ben, same question to you. What's your best time? And you can pick the event. Sounds like you do quite a few. And what are you hoping to accomplish? What's your sort of your goal conference meet here and as we move into conference and sections?
I think 110s is definitely my favorite and best event. And I think my best time in that's like 15.39, I want to say. I think my goal for this season is, in our conference and in our section, there's like four guys that are all right around my time. And
really it's going to be anybody's game come the big meets. And so I think my goal is just going to be to beat them or beat as many of them as I can. And obviously if I do that, I'm going to be getting a time pretty comparable to my best, if not hopefully better. So beating them is probably going to be my biggest goal.
Sounds good. And Jake, what times are you trying to work with here?
I think I'm mostly running relays, so I think our times for those, for the one, the 4x1, I think we're going to try to get like a low 45, maybe sneak in the 44s. I think that would probably, that'd get us up there in the conference and sections. And then 4x2, I haven't run that, but so hopefully it's a decent time.
Okay, sounds good. Coach Balow, how about, let's talk from a coaching standpoint here. Like you said, you had a lot of new athletes this year. Coming into the season with the conference that you guys played in the section, you know, sort of some of the realistic expectations, if these guys, you know, excel very well, you know, where could the Raiders finish when the season, when it's all said and done?
Yeah, we had a really solid group coming back with guys like Ben and Matt and a few others. But we really didn't know what we had at the beginning of the year. So figuring that out in the first few meets of the season was really good for us. The times we're running right now, we're hoping to finish kind of in that middle of the pack in the big nine. Century and Oatana are really duking it out to be conference champs, it looks like, on Thursday. But last year we finished in ninth place at this meet, and we would love to move up a few spots. And I think considering who we have coming back and where we're at right now this season, I think that would be a really big feather in our cap to be in that 9-8-7 range in the big nine. And our section is loaded. We got the big South Suburban Conference schools. So really just putting our best effort out there and hopefully getting a few guys through the state. I mean, that would be the icing on the cake to what I think has been a really successful season of continued improvement and fun, as these guys were mentioning earlier this morning.
Okay, so. Sounds good. I do have three seniors here on the today, Matt, Ben, and Jake. And guys, I know it's, you know, still early, but, you know, plans for next year, if you guys are able to share that, I'd love to know what you guys are planning on. Ben, maybe we'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to the University of Minnesota Duluth next year.
Okay.
Don't know what I'm going to major in yet, but okay. Hopefully figure that out soon.
Any taking their athletic talents to the next level?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
Yep. That sounds good. Okay. Nope. Matt, same question?
Yeah, I'm going to Winona State, and I'm going to try and walk on to their football team. Okay. We've got a tryout in, like, early August.
Okay.
And I think I'm planning on my major being either nursing or some field of psychology.
Okay. Very cool. And Jake, something hockey, I think, when I talked to you in the hockey season.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to play juniors next year.
Okay.
And then see where that kind of takes me.
Okay.
And I play college after that.
Okay. So how does that process work, Jake? You kind of start in juniors, and then if you you get seen or whatever, then you can go to, like, a college?
Yeah.
Then,
so, like,
for that?
Basically try out for the teams. You make a team, and then you just kind of play the whole season there, and then a bunch of college scouts at, like, all the games, and they recruit you, Then after a couple of years of juniors, then you just go play college there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. All right, guys. Well, let's go ahead. I just want to wrap up, you know, as we continue talking with Matt Casmy, Ben Palmquist, Jake Halverson, and Tyler Balow, the coach of the boys track and field team. I'm having a great conversation with these guys. You know, you got conference coming up, sections after that. Matt, let's just go ahead and talk about what has the experience been for you being a part of the track and field just for a couple of seasons, but what have you gotten out of it, especially maybe working with the camaraderie with these other guys and your teammates and seeing them succeed and having them see you succeed. What have you gotten out of it these 2 years?
Well, I'd say, yeah, just the camaraderie, the friendship. I mean, the two other sports I've been in, especially wrestling, they're just intense, and, like, honestly, at practice, nobody's really having fun at wrestling because you're cutting weight and you feel horrible all the time. So it's like you can go to track and, like, everybody's for the most part having a good time. Everybody's having fun, joking around. And then at meets especially, everybody's having fun, cheering each other on. It's really fun. It's just, I've gotten a lot of friends doing this, so I'd say it's just fun.
Okay, Ben, same question to you. What have you gotten out of it, your years of being on the track and field team?
Yeah, I would have to agree with a lot of what Matthew said. It's been just really, really enjoyable, and I mean, it's been really cool. Yeah, starting off as a freshman and, like, looking up to all of these seniors that are so much better than me and really fast, and some of them took me under their wing and helped me. Like, Adam Casper was a senior when I was a freshman. He helped me with the 300s a lot, helping me to warm up and stuff at meets. And so it's really been cool to grow up and then do that for freshmen this year. Mm-hmm. Just come full circle, I think, has been really, really cool.
Sounds good. Jake, same question to you with your one season here. But, you know, so up to this point, you know, what has it kind of gotten out of? What have you gotten out of it being a part of the team this year?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of been a great thing to be a part of the team because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people, but, like, everyone's kind of close and everyone's together, and it's kind of been great that I've built some relationships with people that, like, I usually don't hang out with or I don't meet, and I think that's kind of what I'll take away from this experience.
Okay. Now, I had Katie Brust on to represent the girls. I want to talk about boys versus girls in track and field this season. How is that competition between you guys? And maybe, Matt's grabbing the microphone. He wants in on this question. Talk about that, the relationship the boys and the girls have, the two teams.
Yeah, they're better than us.
That's all we got. You guys in practice ever say, go to one of the girls that maybe do the same event as you and say, hey, I'll challenge you, you know, one-on-one, or doesn't it work like that? Anybody, Ben, you know, talking about Ben, you've had the most experience here, so obviously there's a lot of girls I'm sure that have been as part of the track and field program as you have too, and just, you know, talk about the is there a friendly rivalry between the two teams?
Yeah, it's definitely friendly, and yeah, like you said, I mean, they're better than us. It's really fun. We have like a co-ed meet and we're really happy that we got like fifth or sixth or something, and then the girls just come in first, and they're like, well, we just can't even compete here. They're just that much better than us. But yeah, it's definitely friendly and all in good fun, but yeah, they're really good.
All right. And Coach Bailo, one thing that track and field does, and cross country, maybe even swimming a little bit too, Matt, wrestling, is if a person, this is one of those sports where if a person from another team, say, would set a state record or something like that, and is it one of those where the other teams will go up and congratulate that person for that individual performance they did? Is that something that you guys encourage and that the sport encourages?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think a lot of it comes from with new guys who are on the team too. It's just in awe. Like, holy cow, how did this guy just go out there and run a 50-second 400? Just honoring that somebody else has put in the work and also what they're capable of. I think there's a lot of that cheering on for other teams, and just that mutual respect of we're all working our hardest here.
Sounds good. And guys, as we go ahead and just finish up, one final question is, you know, I talked about what the best part of what you kind of got out of it, but maybe I'll just ask the three of you to say sections and conference and sections. You know, I already asked Coach Baylor, but maybe I'll ask the three of you your realistic expectations. What are some, how can I phrase this without sounding dumb? Love live radio. I guess just say as you go into conference, preparing for a conference meet into sections, do you guys going to try to run as hard as you can in your practices leading up to that? Do you want to save yourself a little bit to gear up? You know, let's talk about that sort of mindset that you're going to have this week in practice prepping for the postseason now. Ben, we'll start with you.
I mean, me personally, it's a little different. I've been battling a bit of an injury at the end of the season, okay. And so I've had to take practices really, really easy, and I'm going to continue to do that, okay. I guess, until meet days, and hopefully I can go 100% and I'll be ready to go. But yeah, I've been a little bit different. Yeah, it's been a little hard.
Okay, but sounds good. All right, Matt, same question to you. Your preparation coming into for this meet this week.
So for throwing, our practice just consists of like an hour of lifting, and then we just go throw for another hour and a half. So I'm just going to do what I've been doing all year, just lift heavy and then go throw for a little bit, and that's basically it. It's not complicated. I don't treat a meet like this any different than any other meet.
Okay, sounds good. And Jake, same question. Your preparation coming into the meet on Thursday.
Yeah, I think this week in practice, well, we got to meet on Monday, but this week we'll be doing like short little quick workouts. I mean, it's still a workout, but we're keeping the legs fresh and ready to go for Thursday. And a lot of technique work, a lot of block work, handoffs for relays, and just kind of the small things that will make us better.
Okay, and Coach Baylor, we'll just end with you on that same question. What is the sort of the practice regimen going to look like this week leading up to conferences on Thursday?
Yeah, I think Jacob nailed it right on the head there. We want to keep guys fresh. We want to be able to get guys rehabbed to be at 100% if they're battling any types of tweaks or strains or anything like that. But hopefully, Matt also hit it on the head that we don't treat this meet any different than any other meet that we go into, and don't let those butterflies of maybe more competition impact how we're running or competing. So
okay,
yeah,
Sounds good, guys. Well, we really wish you the best of luck. Good luck on Thursday. We'll have the results. I'll be recording them on Saturday, so let's hope I'm calling a lot of winners this next week here. But, guys, I thank you for coming in this late in the season. I really appreciate it. You guys have been great and fun to talk to or whatever, the three seniors here. Good luck, guys, in your next endeavors, wherever that may lead you. Wish you all the best, and thanks for supporting Northfield Athletics and helping me out at KYMN here all the years, too. Even if you might not know it, I've been covering your teams, and you've been freshmen coming up, or you've been juniors and seniors that have participated or whatever. So it's been a pleasure working with you guys. Wish you all the best. Thanks for coming in. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dusty.
All right. That is Matt Casmy, Ben Palmquist, Jake Halverson, head coach Tyler Balow from the boys track and field team. We'll take a quick break and be back with how some other Raider sports did this week in Raiderland as well. This is Raider App, sponsored by Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
Tired of feeling like a number at the doctor's office? At Northfield Hospital and Clinics, we treat you like a person. You are an important part of your healthcare team, so doctors and staff listen to you and treat you with respect. Our four clinics offer primary and specialty care close to home in Northfield, Lonsdale, Lakeville, and Farmington. Learn more about what we can do for you at northfieldhospital.org. Brought to you by Northfield Hospital and Clinics, providing primary and specialty health care close to you. Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
95.1. The One.
Welcome back to Raider App, everybody. Boy, what a great conversation I had with those guys. Just a bunch of fun-loving guys that they're ready. I think, you know, they understand realistically what the accomplishments can happen, what could happen at the conference meet on Thursday. Sections meet the following week after that. But, yeah, just wish them all the very best of luck and hope they see some success. Let's go to talk about some other Raider sports. Boys tennis in the section tournament right now. Down to the last match Tuesday, the boys' tennis team was tested. The overall final result for the open round of the Section 1 two-way match against Winona was already set in stone in Northfield, but one last match at number 3 doubles still needed to be finished out. Freshman Robbie Swenson and freshman Pascal Kogan ended up battling to a 3-set win to seal a 6-1 win for the Raiders by executing a few points their coach Marty Johnson said he was trying to instill in the duo. They started hitting close volleys at an angle, Johnson said, and when they had an opportunity to power up a big return, they made sure to not overextend themselves. John said that it feels really good. I'm really happy for the guys. They had some close matches in there, and they needed to steal nerves, and that was good. Also winning for the Raiders was senior Tim Roback at one singles. Senior Griffin Rod cruised at two singles. Freshman Ryan Will made quick work of his opponent at 3 singles. Next up for Northfield will be those pesky Rochester Mayo Spartans. All right, let's go ahead and talk Northfield girls track and field. They cruise to a triangular win. Boys squad shines individually. I'll throw out the final results from this last Tuesday triangular. Members of the Northfield girls track and field team are sprinkled throughout the top of many races. Nowhere is that more obvious than the 100 and 300 meter hurdles. In the 300, Grace Atchison, Mallory Godfrey, Gracie Neuger, and Ella Palmquist occupy the top 4 positions, while Neuger and Atchison claimed first and second in the 100. That helped Northfield accrue 93.5 points to distance itself from both Mankato East and Rochester John Marshall. Coach Carl Wieselman says, "We worked hard and we had some really good performances. The distance girls did really well and the hurdlers were extremely strong. I wish we could score 4 in those events." The boys squad was also in action Tuesday against Mankato East and John Marshall in Mankato. The Raiders were led by David Erke, who won the 200. Eli Bowman claimed 3rd in both the shot put and discus. The 1600 meter relay team also claimed 1st with a season best time for the Raiders in the event. As we just talked about, both the boys and girls have conference, Big Nine Conference Tournament coming up on Thursday. Even if the results weren't quite what Northfield was looking for, the experience might benefit the Raiders in more crucial situations. This coming on girls softball. Northfield lost 4-2 against Mankato East on Tuesday at home, and while Coach Ryan Peach said some late at-bats weren't quite as aggressive as he would have liked, he hopes it's merely a precursor. Peach says, it seemed like we would always get a girl in scoring position, but just couldn't get that timely hit. Hopefully when it matters most in playoff time, we can get it. In the third and fourth inning, the Raiders were able to advance a runner into scoring position with less than two outs. But both times, the Cougars were able to escape unscathed. Northfield did play a pair in the sixth, courtesy of junior Jillian Noel's triple to score junior Carolyn Pritchard before sophomore Ann Fossum drove in Noel. Peach says, we made it interesting at the end, and it was exciting. It was a good crowd tonight and good turnout for senior night. So it was a good competitive game between what I would say are two good teams in the Big Nine Conference. Later on in the week, the Raiders had a chance to take on Owatonna. The Northfield had a doubleheader against Owatonna, and I somehow seem to have lost the the page that I was supposed to use here. Well, anyways, they had a. Oh, I can talk about their second game. the Raiders in the second game in the doubleheader against Owatonna sprinted out to us, had a 17-3 win. They scored 9 first inning runs after winning the opener. There it is. So they won the first game against Owatonna on Thursday 6-3, and then they won the second game 17-3. And then with that little run there, they had a game on Friday in Rochester. The players were struggling at the plate. Well, most of the players, since Northfield sophomore Ann Fossum lifted Northfield past Rochester Century 3-2 with a solo home run and an RBI double. In her third and final plate appearance, she was intentionally walked in the sixth inning amidst a rally that eventually scored junior Carolyn Pritchard for the go-ahead run. It was a good win for us, Ryan Peach says. The wind was blowing straight in, so it made it a tough hitting night for both teams, but we did what we needed to do to win, and that's what matters. It was a good win to finish the regular season for us. In the circle, Pritchard hurled a complete game while limiting Rochester Century to only 5 hits, all singles, and striking out 7. The Raiders finished with just 5 hits as well, although one of those was Fossum's second-inning homer and another was her fourth-inning RBI double. Peach praised the defense for the Raiders, who finished the season now having won 4 of their last 5 games. Next up comes seeding, where Winona is most likely to grab the top spot. Northfield probably will slide in the second seed out of the 6 teams. That means Northfield would earn a first-round bye and would advance to the semifinals Thursday in Austin. Let's talk a little Raider baseball. Baseball coach Mark Ogier isn't one to hand out ceremonial baseballs after games. In his mind, though, a player should have to earn the honor. Well, senior Derek Albers certainly did that Monday after hurling a complete game shutout to help lift Northfield past Century 1-0 in Northfield. Ogier says he came up big when we needed it. We didn't exactly let out a show of support too much in regards to the offense, but we got him one run across, and that was all he needed. The one run was provided by sophomore Luke Stanga, who laced an RBI single in the second inning to score Joey Glampa from second base. That wasn't Stanga's lone contribution, however, as he was also behind the plate for the entirety of Albers' standout performance on the mound. Stanga said Albers was getting plenty of Century hitters to swing and miss at the curveball, although it might have been the times Albers was inducing contact that stood out the most. Albers only struck out 3 batters, but also surrounded just 4 hits and walked none. The win snapped a 4-game losing streak for the Raiders, which has plenty of opportunities to build this on a winning streak. Let's go ahead and talk about how they did. Northfield baseball storms back to top Mankato East. The play on the field in Northfield might not have been the quality content for a baseball tutorial video, but Northfield baseball coach Mark Ogier will take the final result either way. After falling into a 6-run hole Tuesday against Mankato East, Northfield stormed back to win 13-11 with the help of some timely and powerful hitting, a couple key pitching performances, and a whole lot of baseball. Tuesday was originally scheduled to be a doubleheader, but after the first game stretched nearly 4 hours, the two teams were able to play only 4 innings of the second contest. In that first game, both teams played a little sloppy, but we came through at the end. I'd rather win ugly games than lose them. The comeback was keyed by homers from Mitch Stanchina and Joey Glampy. It was the first career home run for Glampy, who only recently started contributing to the varsity squad. Ogier says of Glampy's contributions, he had hit a couple out in sophomore ball, and he's hit the ball pretty well. He's provided some punch for us, and that's good. Really, though, Ogier said it was the efforts of the entirety of Northfield's lineup that helped lift the Raiders back into it. And Northfield baseball splits doubleheader with help of 8-run last inning. Mitch Stancina said he couldn't think of a certain point the thought popped in his mind, just that he knows the way his teammates think. The mindset of the Northfield baseball team is based around competitiveness, which manifested itself in a very tangible way Thursday at Memorial Field in Dundas. That was where, after trailing by 7 entering the final inning, Northfield scored 8 runs, capped off by Stancina's walk-off single to beat Owatonna. The loss was Owatonna's first in the Big 9 Conference this season. It was fun, Northfield coach Mark Oje said. It wasn't fun when we were losing by 7, but it was fun when we got the comeback train going. Owatonna prevented any such rally in the second game of the doubleheader by winning 6-1. Larson Ringline picked up the lone RBI with an RBI single in the fifth. So with those victories, Northfield's now 4-9 on the year, 4-6 in the Big 9. Northfield will welcome Burnsville Saturday today before traveling to Faribault on Monday and then ending the regular season with a home matchup against Rosemount. While two of those games represent non-conference and non-section opponents, Oje emphasized the importance that the Raiders need to have going into this next week. Good luck today against Burnsville. Northfield Girls Golf posts season-low score in quadrangular win. Not only did the Northfield girls golf team blaze its lowest team score of the season Monday at Northfield Golf Club, but junior Molly Stevens led the way with a 70 to best her own program record by a stroke. Brian Stevens says that was a really impressive day for her, as she darn near had it to 69 but missed a couple putts there at the end. She just continues to keep bringing her score down. That low round helped the Raiders to a 329, more than low enough to distance themselves from the field, consisting of John Marshall, Century, and Faribault. Also helping Northfield was senior Hannah Brayland posting an 82, junior Sydney Noel carding an 85, and 8th grade Paige Steenblack rounding out the scoring positions with a 92. Girls lacrosse. It was an opportunity for the Raiders earlier this week, but the Raiders fell 7-5 to the Rochester Century Panthers in the rematch after upsetting Century in the first meet of the season. It was a late Northfield rally falling short. Head coach Dan Dupay says it was a disappointing loss. We beat them last time pretty bad, and we were just slow and sluggish today. They were beating us to everything. After trailing 7-3 at one point in the second half, Northfield began to chip away at the lead and cut it to the final two-goal margin with 12 minutes, 50 seconds left to play, courtesy of senior Emma Brezina's goal. Brezina scored twice in the game, while junior Allison Gates, 8th grader Ella Mayer, and Stephanie Perez-Durantes each scored a goal apiece. After Brezina's second tally, though, the Panthers were able to stand strong. Northfield ended the game with a 25-21 shot advantage. Boys lacrosse, a couple of meets today this week. Depending on the perspective, Monday's boys lacrosse game between Rochester Century and Northfield in Rochester can be viewed a lot different ways. The Raiders lost 8-6, but in terms of an emotional response after a 12-0 loss to Owatonna on May 11th, Northfield coach Gunnar Olsen said Monday was exactly what he was looking for. From a purely aesthetic view, that might be a little bit different. Olsen said, "It was one of the weirder games I've been a part of. There was about an inch of mud all over the field. It was just super sloppy. It poured rain in Rochester all day, and the field was just decimated. It made for some crazy visuals. Then at the end, the fog rolled in, and it was hard to see." Senior Skylar Parsons and Brandon Foster both scored twice for the Raiders, who also received a goal apiece from junior Dawson Foster and 8th grade Matt DeBuse. Both Foster brothers also picked up an assist. Now Northfield would have off until Friday, and here's that result from Friday. From a brief glance at the recent results of the boys lacrosse team, one might guess the Raiders are moving in the wrong direction. Coach Gunnar Olsen would like to change your mind about that, as even after Friday's 10-8 loss to Mayo, he believes his team is building into the postseason. He says, quote, "I think we're on the right trajectory right now to get where we need to be, which is playing our best lacrosse by the playoffs. It's a lot slower than we all expected, but as long as we improve a little bit each game, I think we're going to be okay." Olsen said the positive signs are growing each game. Friday, that was manifested in the Raiders storming back even after the Spartans jumped out to an early lead. Senior Brandon Foster, junior Logan Bornick, and 8th grader Spencer Klotz all scored twice, while senior Skylar Parsons, junior Gabe Baggett, and 8th grader Matt DeBuse all added a goal apiece. While the results in Northfield's 5-game losing streak are a tough one for the guys to swallow, the indicators of a turnaround are becoming more and more present for that. With 2 games left in the regular season, they have a game today against Apple Valley and then Monday at home against Mankato. And that's going to do it for Radio Rap for today. I want to again thank my guests, Matt Casmy, Ben Palmquist, Jake Halverson, and Tyler Balow from the boys cross country from the boys track and field team for coming in this morning, talking about their season up to this point. Great conversation with those guys. I also want to thank my sponsor, Northfield Hospital and Clinics. And I want to wish the best of luck to these Raider spring sports that continue to get into postseason play, wrapping up regular seasons and getting into postseason play here in the next couple of weeks. So there's a lot to cover, and we'll do our best to cover it all right here on Raider App on your radio station, 95.1 The One, AM 1080, and also we stream online 24/7 at kymnradio.net. Everyone out there, have a great day.